Oh man, that's some good coffee. That right there, I think there's actually a friend of mine once said, you know, it's that first cup of coffee in the morning that really you get and you love, and the rest of the day you're chasing that feeling. And maybe this is that cup of coffee for me. Today we're going to be talking about core affect. What is core affect? How does it affect everything we have in life? We're going to talk about creatine, one of my favorite supplements. I've been taking creatine for a long time. Again, got to get them gains. Bro, do you even lift? Let me know in the comments. I recently did a poll on our channel, and it seems as though we have some pretty fit and active people. Are you interested in weight training and bodybuilding? Maybe not taking steroids bodybuilding, but maybe physical fitness. Maybe you want to put on some muscle. I have always found that the more muscle I carry, the more useful I feel and the safer I feel. And as I'm a father, I'm a husband, it's not a bad thing when we're walking as a family at night and maybe there's ne'er-do-wells, if you will, about it's not a bad thing to be a little bit bigger than others out there. There's a certain degree of safety. Maybe I'm a little too smiley and goofy, but at least they know, okay, this smiley, goofy guy will probably not push me in front of the bad guy to run away. He's probably going to stand up for me. And I hope, you know, I hope people know that whenever they're around me. This show is now, it's about the wholeness, really the fullness of being a human being. A lot of people talk about being a Renaissance man or a Renaissance woman. I'm interested in that. I think we only get so much time here, and I'm growing a lot. There's been a lot of things that have happened in my life recently that are still happening that just push me to grow, and I invite you to grow with me. So here we go. Let's talk about core affect. What is core affect? How does this work? And this is one of the things that I've learned from my mentor, Dr. Otto Musick, who is one of the very first neuroscientists that ever was a neuroscientist. It's hard to believe, but that field is not that old. Studying the brain through the scientific method is not that old of a field. And he was one of the very first neuroscientists, and he's taught me a lot. So Otto, if you're watching, I apologize if I butcher this, but ultimately, and I'll just put it very simply, ultimately we have many unconscious drives. For instance, our drive to get food, right? Or our drive to, you know, procreate, our drive for safety, our drive for temperature regulation, our drive for elimination, right? You gotta pee. There's research done on people who have to pee, and they found that the more you have to pee, the less you believe in free will. Like there's a direct connection between how bad you have to pee versus whether or not you feel you have free will. I always found that quite interesting, but it's, I think, illuminating in the fact that how we feel affects how we look at life, right? The Alcoholics Anonymous has an interesting way of helping alcoholics and addicts, right, to overcome this issue, because a lot of times we make the hasty decisions or we will do things that we regret in times of these imbalances of core affect. So core affect describes your current relationship, whether you're perceived or real relationship, to these biological goals. So for instance, food, reproduction, you know, or sex just in general, your correlation or your relationship between those things. So for instance, you've heard of people who they're in very low calorie consumption, they're fasting, or they're in a situation where they're starving. A lot of the other things might fall to the wayside because that is a core affect, that is a core need. And the core affect is basically their relationship to that core need. So their core need of being able to feed themselves is superseding a lot of other needs as well. It may not supersede all of them. So for instance, if they really have to go pee and they're also starving to death, you know, the first thing suddenly is gonna be, okay, I need to eliminate. Okay, now I'm hungry and all I can think about is that again. And for a while it's probably, hey, I really have to go to the bathroom and I'm very hungry as well, but this one supersedes the need for that one. But our core affect ultimately is going to shape how you see the world, and it's going to shape the decisions that you make. And this is how it works for all of us. So a lot of times we talk about free will, just I guess I brought that up. Oh man, my core affect is improving. Just this beautiful blend of bitter flavor is just fantastic. It's hitting me well. So a lot of times we'll talk about, I think we've all experienced this, where you know you're hungry or you're tired, and that influences how you treat somebody. And a lot of times we talk about free will, and the thing is, we actually have free will. It's just that we don't have free will over what we are presented with. So let's think about this. What is the actual situation in the world, right? So it's going to depend on your core affect. It's going to depend on the unconscious and what the unconscious presents to you. And you technically have free will over what you do, but that is easily superseded by the unconscious, who will influence you. So, you know, again, coming back to sometimes we call it hangry, right? You're a mix between hungry and angry, right? Because oftentimes, because of that relationship, we're like, our relationship with food is not where I want it to be. This makes me emotional. This activates my autonomic nervous system. I am now in a state of sympathetic dominance. So I'm more, and this is a biological need. I have a biological need to hunt and gather. And so I'm ready to go kill something. And then, you know, someone comes and spouts some nonsense to me, and boom, before I can even consciously think about it, right? Before it even gets to that executive function that I do have, I've already spouted something off. I've already been rude to my wife or my friend, or isn't it so often we're unkind to the people that are closest to us? Isn't that awful? It's awful, you know, and if you're a parent, you know, or you will know, that oftentimes this will come from your child who absolutely loves you. So the Alcoholics Anonymous, they use an acronym HALT. And they say, okay, before you make any major decision, you should do the HALT protocol. So HALT stands for, are you hungry? This will affect you in a major way. It makes the whole world seem different. Are you angry? Right? Your emotional state, especially the state of anger. How many awful decisions do we make in that emotional state? And again, these are because our core affect has changed, and it makes us believe that the world itself is different than it might actually be, right? So HALT, hungry, angry. Are you lonely? We make a lot of decisions based off of our need for companionship, our desire to have a partner, our desire to procreate, but also just our desire to have friends. Oftentimes we will make the weirdest, awfulest, poorest decisions in those lonely times. Are you tired? This one is one that I think that one is, for me, one of the biggest heavy hitters for me. My sleep is super important to me, and it's become more and more important to me as I have become more and more active as a coach in other people's lives. I have to be well rested because I am giving 100% to somebody else. Being tired changes the way we see the world, and it can change our actions if we don't watch. It can also be a time, hey, I'm too tired to make this decision right now. That's okay. Hey, I'm too tired to have this discussion with you right now. I love you very much. And I know that if I continue on this route, I'm probably going to say something I regret. I care so much about you that I want to ask you, listen, can we have this discussion tomorrow when I'm better rested? Because I want to be my best, right? Generally, if a person cares about you, if you have a good relationship with that person, they're going to say, okay. Now, how does this have anything to do with creatine monohydrate? Okay, so if you... So if you are at all active in the gym, even if you're not, I recommend taking creatine monohydrate. Obviously, I am not a doctor, a lawyer, or an astronaut. So go ask one of those. Go ask your doctor if taking creatine monohydrate is right for you. But creatine monohydrate is the most studied supplement that there ever has been studies on. There's been more studies on creatine monohydrate than any other supplement that you can take for its effectiveness and its safety, and it has been proven time and time again to be effective and safe at helping people grow muscles to some degree. In some studies, they show 7% more muscle growth over a period of time, and they've shown that it is absolutely safe when taken appropriately. And of course, again, there's always going to be exceptions to that rule, but it's an incredibly safe and effective supplement, especially for muscle gain, muscle maintenance, and also to prevent muscle wasting, especially if you can't get into exercise, or maybe you're into a caloric deficit for an extended period of time. It's been shown to help prevent muscle wasting. It's great for people who are over the age older, but I'm gonna put myself in this category. I'm about to turn 43 in December. I'm a December baby, Sagittarius. I'm a Sagittarius. And what I always love to say is that I don't believe in horoscopes because I'm a Sagittarius and we're just naturally skeptical. but anyway, I also am fascinated by the fact that there is research that shows that increasing your creatine intake can improve your ability to make decisions. So it actually improves your ability to make good decisions. And the theory is that because creatine increases cellular energy and through the form of ATP, that we won't feel that tiredness in the brain, right? The organ that is primarily used for decision making will have more energy, and when it has more energy, it's more likely to be able to make better decisions. Isn't that awesome? It's also been shown to be a nootropic, so it can improve your ability to concentrate. So in addition to this stuff here, right, my magic mind, it can be a great way for improving concentration. And this is primarily, again, because about 5% of the creatine in you is going to be stored in tissue, and one of those tissues is your brain. So the brain is responsible for an enormous amount of calories that we use in a day, far greater than the percentage of what it is, you know, weight to our body. So we want to give it as much good energy as possible. Now, whether you're drinking a little bit of coffee to block some of the adenosine, or you're using a little bit of creatine, all of this is predicated on the fact that you're treating yourself well, that you're taking care of yourself, and you're aware of your core affect. No matter how much coffee, creatine, or magic mind you might take, no matter how much breath work you do, your core affect, where you believe you are, or the relationship between you and food, between you and sex, between you and the elimination, between you and physical safety, between you and all these things that the unconscious you understands to be things that you want in life, that's going to affect you in major ways. So take good care of yourself. Right? There's no one thing. Coffee can't do it. Creatine can't do it. Breathwork can't do it. There's nothing that one thing that's going to do it all for you. It's more complex than that because you're more complex than that. But you're worth it. Don't forget that. Don't forget that you're worth all of those things. And sometimes it's frustrating. Sometimes it feels overwhelming, but you're worth it. Don't feel like, oh, I can't do it all. Sometimes we get this all or nothing attitude because I can't do it all, I can't do any of it. Let's just give up. It's not like that, friend. Do the best you can each day, and each day you're gonna notice that you can do a little bit better. My friend, take good care of your core affect. Take good care of how you see the world so that you can make better decisions, so that you can treat yourself better, you can treat other people better. Maybe have a cup of coffee, maybe have a little creatine each day. About 5 to 8 grams of creatine is what's generally been studied per day. But overall, take good care of yourself. Thanks for hanging out with me. I will see you next time. Let me know other things you'd like me to talk about. These are just awesome hangout times, and I appreciate you hanging out with me today. See you next time. Hey, one last thing. If you'd like to hang out and do some breath work with myself and other people from around the world, join the Breath Club. Take a look at the link below. The Patreon Breath Club gets access to an enormous amount of breath work sessions that I've done. There's over 100 sessions already there, and I add every single month. I also have a Zoom session with everybody. So we all get on Zoom, we do breath work together. We call it the monthly breath party. There are different perks for different tiers, and I'd love to see you there. Check that out below. Okay, I think that's good. All right.